all of us who are willing to find him. I pray with all my heart that this book is an instrument that will be used by God to bring a lot of people to truth.
All right. Pray for us briefly, will you?
Father God, you are almighty, and you are so long-suffering. Forgive us, Lord, those who profess your name. Forgive us for not being more clear and succinct and distinctive and effective in what we are to do for you. Lord, give us another opportunity. Give each and every one of us another opportunity, I pray, to help others discover truth, to help others discover Jesus Christ, and to choose to place their faith in him, that they could be added to your kingdom and enjoy eternal life with you forever. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, here's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him, neither can he discern them, for they are spiritually discerned. Friends, if you want to truly understand the things of the Spirit of God and the Bible, you must be converted. You must make a decision. You must make a decision by faith. Believe and cast your total trust upon Jesus Christ to save you from your sin. Then he will open up your mind and your heart to be able to discern spiritual truth, and the Bible will start coming alive to you. Do it today. Do it today without delay. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the book, Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies. Your gift of $16 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. Friends, and tell your friends, Romans and countrymen, about that website. People all over the world increasingly are going to that website and then passing it on to others. Do the same. It's there for you. God bless you and be a blessing. You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Klesmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be views of John Guandolo. And hi, John, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, as we finally got together, we've had some problems before, really my fault for getting things a little mixed up, but we finally have John with us. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and about your concerns today about what's happening over there in the Middle East?
Okay. Well, first of all, again, thank you for having me, and I think your listeners will find this to be uniquely enlightening on this specific topic. I am a 1989 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. I served as an officer in the Marine Corps for about 7 years. After that, serving in an infantry and reconnaissance unit, combat in Operation Desert Storm, and served over in Bosnia after that with 2nd Force Reconnaissance Company. Got out of the Marine Corps in 1996 and joined the FBI. Spent nearly all of my time at the Washington Field Office where I worked a variety of investigations on the criminal side. And then after 9/11 began working in the counterterrorism division. And because of certain investigations that I worked, I came to understand the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States. And I can go into more detail with you if you'd like later. But essentially through a really two or three big investigations that we were working, the understanding of who the Muslim Brotherhood was and are and what they are doing here in the United States became readily apparent, and their level of influence here in the United States, and then began really within the system fighting a battle to to get some of the leadership to see that some of the very people we were relying on in the Muslim community, who are senior leaders of the largest organizations, were in fact, and now many of them have been demonstrated to be, because they've done things like wage jihad. But they, in fact, are members of the Muslim Brotherhood, members of Hamas and Al-Qaeda. And that's how I got started. And so by the time it got to be 2005, I was a little bit disturbed that more agents inside the Bureau and others were not aware of this threat. And so I created, in 2006, the very first training program inside the government that detailed the Muslim Brotherhood, how they were operating, Islamic law, Sharia, and how they utilize that in furtherance of their jihad here, and really their network here in the United States. And I've just recently written a book, which is should be published at the beginning of next week, called Raising a Jihadi Generation, that literally lays out the Muslim Brotherhood's infrastructure here in the United States and how vast it is.
Well, now, are you still with the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
I am not. In 2008, I was recruited out of the Bureau to work with the Department of Defense and did strategic analysis on the Islamic threat with them for a few years, and am now on my own doing national security consulting with members of Congress, three and four star generals, state governors, attorney generals, state representatives, and law enforcement, and kind of anybody that'll listen.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is John Guandolo, and we're talking about the real, very real threat of the radical Islamists here in the United States and what their agenda is and how they're exploiting our freedom. We'll be back in just a moment with John. John,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly John is talking about a case here in America, the whole case against the Holy Land Foundation. And basically, of course, they had done some raids on various people's homes. They had certain extensive information about certainly how this whole Muslim Brotherhood network in America was operating, who the leaders of this were, and what their goals and objectives were. And basically, a lot of the information that came from this FBI raid was used in a trial against the Holy Land Foundation. And we're talking, what, about 2008, somewhere in that time period, is that right?
Right. The case, the United States versus Holy Land Foundation, as I mentioned, was the largest terrorism financing and Hamas trial in U.S. history.
But of course, John, we didn't hear a lot about that. But basically, so much of what goes on here, as far as pointing out the danger of this radical Islamic movement in America, is being systematically suddenly ignored or suppressed by what I consider the controlled media, which is why I do what I do five hours a day, trying to give people like you an opportunity to get the information out that they're never going to get through the regular channels. So you pick up the story. What happened at the trial? What was learned?
Well, all of the evidence, and I'm going to give you just a couple nuggets for your audience, is that the raid in Annandale, Virginia in 2004 that uncovered the Muslim Brotherhood archives in America, that was all, a lot of that information was entered into evidence in this Holy Land Foundation trial. That, along with evidence dating back to the 1990s that the FBI had on the Muslim Brotherhood and the Hamas network in the United States, also went in there. Now, I should say, just interject, that Hamas is the Muslim Brotherhood in Palestine, so it's a subsidiary of the Muslim Brotherhood. It's not a partner organization or an offshoot. It is a part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And as a matter of fact, I would enter that as a point in fact when people try to say the Muslim Brotherhood is not violent. You can just say Hamas, and kind of be done with that argument. In 1993, a meeting of Hamas leaders in the United States took place in Philadelphia, and the FBI knew that this was going to take place, and they put microphones in the meeting rooms. They intercepted phone calls. They did physical surveillance, took pictures, the whole nine yards. And we have, I mean, the transcripts are out, you know, just back to the roof, all the phone calls, the meeting rooms, tremendous information and damning information really for the Brotherhood's movement and Hamas here in the United States. Much of that from that 1993 meeting was also entered into evidence. Now, when you put all this together, here are some of the implications. In other words, the big nuggets that come out of this case. Number one, there is something called the Islamic movement, they call it that, in the United States, and it's led by the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood. The U.S. Muslim Brotherhood does exist in the United States. They have a structure here, a formalized structure. They, in fact, have a strategic plan that they wrote and approved for North America in 1991 on how to overthrow the governments, the un-Islamic governments here. They have a implementation manual that literally walks you down how they're going to implement the strategy, how they're going to do it, and they have a list of the organizations involved. There are documents, numerous historic documents, that lay out how the Muslim Brotherhood came to the United States In fact, when they came in the 1950s, in the early 60s, they set up something called the Muslim Students Association as the very first organization. And over the next 20 years, through the early 80s, all of the Islamic organizations created in America were created by the Muslim Brotherhood, with only a couple exceptions. And the Muslim Students Association, by the way, today has over 600 chapters at nearly every major university and college in America. So those are points of recruitment for the Brotherhood and for jihad right here in the United States. That's 600, and that's just one of their organizations. So when I say they have a tremendous network, you can start to see that just with one organization with 600 chapters, they do, and I'll get to more of that. So as these organizations developed through the 80s and then into the 90s, they really gained strength in the early 90s when they produced their strategy memorandum. And then what we saw is from really 1992 to today, any given year, they create somewhere between 60 and 120 nonprofit organizations, Islamic organizations in America every year. Now, not every single one of these are controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, but most of them are. There are nearly 2,200 Islamic centers in the United States today. Most of those are controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. The key organizations like the Islamic Society in North America, the Muslim American Society, and others have over 300 chapters here in the United States. So you can see, just with those few examples, that structure-wise and infrastructure-wise, their numbers across the United States are significant. And these numbers don't even include the for-profit businesses, the lobbying organizations, and the covert organizations that they still have underground.
Okay, well, certainly it seems that they are here, they're every place, but the average individual is unaware of this. This is a subversive movement, and basically nobody wants to say that. It is a subversive, illegal movement, and yet, of course, it's allowed, and the government is allowing it. Why would they be allowing something like that?
Well, now, there's a million-dollar question, sir. Couple things, just a couple data points for your audience. In fact, we can go by name to the Pentagon, to the Department of Defense, to the CIA, FBI, DHS, to the State Department, and we can, at the national level, identify the Islamic advisors working inside the government. And by name, we can go to each one and demonstrate. And I have, to members of Congress, to members of the Intel Committee, to former FBI directors, former CIA directors, have demonstrated these individuals are a part of the Muslim Brotherhood movement and, in fact, are leaders of the movement. And the FBI, CIA, DHS continues to work with these people and actually defend them. Now, so I can't answer the question why, other than, as you know, I have a website, understandingthethreat.com, and I have a blog there. And on 9/11, I actually wrote an article about it was entitled 9/11 to Syria, Ignorance, Cowardice, and Treason Among American Leadership, because I think at some point when the facts and evidence are on the table, not speculation, not my professional or personal opinion, facts and evidence in major terrorism trials demonstrate that individuals and organizations are in fact jihadi organizations here in the United States, and the leaders of those organizations are working inside the government, at some point, I would argue that leaders of FBI, CIA, DHS, State Department have a duty to know or make a due diligence effort to know the enemy. And as can be easily demonstrated, and just through me talking you through this is not rocket science. This is, boom, here's an organization, here's an individual leading the organization. It's a part of Hamas, it's a part of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood documents specifically say they seek to overthrow the U.S. government and destroy Western civilization. That is their objective. They say it in their strategic documents that they have. They say it in their bylaws, which we have in English. And they say it in a whole host of their documents. That is the reason they were created, was to impose Islamic government on all societies, and they have specifically targeted us as they have other nations. So when that is the facts on the table, and not only do we not know this, in fact, in 2012, in the spring of 2012, the FBI director, Secretary Napolitano of the DHS, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dempsey, shut down all training inside the government that dealt with exactly what you and I are talking about, the implications of the Holy Land Foundation trial, who the Muslim Brotherhood is, and how they're operating in the United States. All that training was shut down inside the FBI, DHS, and other organizations, CIA, and certainly within the military. And on the flip side, several weeks ago, and I'm not sure if you saw this, but your listeners can go to YouTube and just put in Director Mueller and Congressman Gohmert of Texas, and you'll see an exchange there about the Boston bombing. The Islamic Society of Boston, a subsidiary of a known Muslim Brotherhood entity, was founded by an Al-Qaeda guy. Now, that's the mosque where the Tsarnaev brothers, the Boston bombers, attended. And Congressman Gohmert, in direct testimony, asked the FBI director if he knew that mosque was founded by an Al-Qaeda guy. And the FBI director, in front of the world, said, no, I didn't know that. Now, that is either spectacular gross negligence or something else.
Or intentionally deceiving and trying to cover up the fact that government does know all about these things and has a different agenda. And that, of course, is the problem, John. Our leaders are lying to us. They do have a different agenda. And this is the reason we're in the trouble we are today. But I think your information is fascinating. Our guest is John Ruandolo, and we're simply talking about the things that are going on. And it's just this radical Islamic movement in the United States that's almost as if people at the highest levels of our government were covering for it. Why in heaven's name would they do that when this is a subversive organization that openly talks about its goal is to certainly overthrow our form of government and install Sharia law? And so basically, of course, John's writing a book and he's been investigating this. And suddenly on top of so many of the investigations are going on, well, we're not getting the truth. And the question is why? Who's covering it up? What's the real goal? We'll be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is John, Dr. Stan, and our guest, John Guandolo, and he's basically talking about the organization, the Muslim Brotherhood here. They're in the United States. They're well-funded. They're well-organized. They want to simply destroy this country. And yet, of course, the leaders of the FBI and other organizations have shut down, and certainly even with the military, the training, so that people would understand what this subversivism movement is and what we can do to preserve America. And basically, everything is being done to undermine the very fabric of our society and to change our attitude towards the Muslims. Oh, they're just ever, we're all in this together. No, we're all not in this together. I'm sure the Muslims out there that are secular, that are really not too involved, but there are subversive elements working at the highest levels of our government, and many of them are working in key positions in the Obama administration today, and John hasn't covered that, but we could name all sorts of them in key positions, and the question is, why would that be happening? Why would we be employing subversive elements at the highest levels of our government today? And why is it that this is not widely discussed in the media and on television and certainly on call-in programs? John, you picked the story up.
Well, I was just sharing that the story about doing a three-day training program to 115 law enforcement and intelligence professionals from all the major agencies and state and local law enforcement around the Washington, D.C., Virginia area, including the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, several people from that. And on the third day, right before lunch, a guy stood up, and in front of all these people, he said, "John, I am a supervisor at FBI headquarters in the Counterterrorism Division. I've been in the Bureau for over 14 years, and I've never heard the information that you guys have put out over the last 3 days." And then he said, "But I know it's true because you have walked us down. You've showed facts. You've showed evidence." And then he used some very colorful language to describe how pissed off he was. Pardon my language. I mean, he was angry. And he was angry because he held a position of responsibility at the headquarters of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He didn't know this information. And he had to hear it from two guys who are now outside of the system. Outside of the government, and he was furious. And so I asked the entire audience, remember who's in this audience, federal agencies, state, local police, National Joint Terrorism Task Force, and I said, raise your hand if you knew this information before you walked in here 2 days ago. And do you know how many hands went up? Zero. Zero hands went up. Now, this is astounding. These are the very people who are charged with defending us and ensuring our national security. They weren't aware of it. And it's not, I don't blame it on them. I wasn't angry with them. I'm still not. But the reality is, this is the intentional outcome of the Muslim Brotherhood's campaign to, number one, shut down all fact-based training inside the government, two, to soften the approach of law enforcement to jihadi organizations, so that in the moment of truth, cops and FBI agents will flinch right when they shouldn't, and that's exactly what this is all about. Number three, all of these advisors and individuals that work part of the movement, Muslim Brotherhood movement, that are inside the Bureau and the CIA, remember, these people have clearances. They have access to FBI systems and DHS systems, and we know that because this has been a point of testimony before Congress, where Secretary Napolitano and Director Mueller have been asked directly, you know, what are you doing about this? These people have clearances. We know these guys, and in some cases naming them, individuals who are Muslim Brothers inside these organizations, inside our government organizations. So this is also an intelligence collection. So I want you to think about this for a minute. I want your listeners to think about this. This is not, unicorns and cotton candy. This is facts that we know that organizations and individuals, and I know because I investigated them. I investigated this for years, and I know exactly who these individuals are. I met a lot of these Muslim Brotherhood leaders when they got arrested. I was there, and a lot of these guys inside the system have been here a long time. They understand how we operate. So they're inside collecting information and intelligence. They're producing policy for the United States to follow, both overseas and our counterterrorism strategy domestically, as well as our wars overseas. I mean, it is astounding, their influence in our decision-making process. And I want to give you, before we take the next break, I want to give you one example so your listeners know there is a real meat behind this and a real power behind what they're doing.
Oh, I think there's no question of that, but I'm going to have to hold off just for a moment here. We know that Sunni, one of the highest Sunni representatives, one of the highest Sunni assistants of Hillary Clinton was a woman whose family comes from the Muslim Brotherhood. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly John is simply just pointing out the subversive elements that are working at the highest levels of our government are known to be subversive elements that are certainly having a tremendous influence, being praised and even many times rewarded and acclaimed, despite the fact that they are known to be subversive and working behind the scenes to try to destroy the infrastructure of this society. And John's question is, why are we helping and praising and building up and doing everything we can to foster people who want to destroy America, who head subversive organizations, and they're working at the highest levels of our government today? A lot of this just doesn't make sense, and I have no question that everything John is saying is correct because we've read some of this, but remember, we're going to be reading things that the average individual out there is not going to be reading, but I can tell you that this information is being actively suppressed. I'm just so glad John is here bringing this out today. John, before we go on, do you have a website or any information you'd like to get to our listeners, or do you want to tell them how they can get your new book when it comes on the market?
Yes. So the website is understandingthethreat.com, understandingthethreat.com. Currently, we have DVDs available that are literally an 80-minute presentation I did that gives the totality with the evidence. And they'll see it. They'll see the evidence on the DVD. So that's one thing. And the other thing is I do have a book coming out next week. It's entitled Raising a Jihadi Generation. It'll be available at Amazon and through my website. And so I really want to encourage people not only to get the book, but I would encourage them to get a copy for someone that they know who's in a position of influence in their community. And it doesn't need to be your congressman or your governor. It could be somebody like the chairman of the county council, or somebody on the county council, or your local elected official, your state representative, your mayor, your police chief. And we're going to have packages on the website for people that want to, you know, send a package of a book and a DVD with a cover letter to leadership in their community. But it's important because, and I want to say this now, and as we go through the next 20 minutes or so, I will come to this point, but I'm going to say it now for your audience, is I'm a Marine with combat experience. I was an FBI agent. I was the commander of the FBI SWAT team at the Washington field office. I understand this from an investigative level, from a tactical level, and from a strategic level. And I don't say that for any other reason, but I want your listeners to understand this problem, this threat is not going to be solved at the national level. This problem is going to be solved at the state and local level, specifically the local level. As you brought up, you introduced the word subversive, and I would agree with you. That is a word that I would use and I have used. This is an insurgency here in the United States. It is a subversive movement. And for your listeners who don't necessarily know the ins and outs of what that actually means, in general, it's a very different kind of warfare, but it is warfare. And it's a way, it's a tool, and it's a strategy that includes all kinds of layers of our society and levels at which they come at us. And specifically, when it gets this far down the road, and I believe it is very far down the road, that it's only at the local level with local police working with their local citizens who can put pressure on local elected officials to allow the police to do what they're going to need to do to uproot these organizations and individuals who are jihadi within their neighborhoods. That's the only way it's going to work at this point. We are so far down the road, and our national government, it's not only that we're struggling with it, it's that you have leaders on both sides of the political aisle, by the way, who are not only not doing what they're constitutionally responsible for doing, but they are defending these jihadis in many cases. Example given, Senator John McCain going overseas and visiting with known al-Qaeda leaders and known Muslim Brotherhood leaders and then coming back and saying these are moderates, when the evidence on the table and the evidence of who the rebels are is that they are al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood. And so you have the U.S. government and this administration providing money, arms, manpower, and guidance in Libya for the rebels against Muammar Gaddafi. Those rebels were al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood. In Egypt, which is Muslim Brotherhood and a sprinkling of al-Qaeda, and in Syria, where the rebels are al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. So this is direct material support for known terrorists, which is what our legal code says they are, which is a violation of law. It's aiding and abetting the enemy, which is a violation of the law. And quite frankly, I believe you would be hard-pressed to convince me that our leaders simply are ignorant. I mean, these would have to be wildly incapable of any thought kind of people to say that they're ignorant of knowing who these people are and who these organizations are. And that would then bring up treason, that you knowingly are supporting and aiding enemies of the United States. That this is where we are in this war. And by the way, I'm not saying anything here that I have not briefed to members of Congress and four-star generals. And
what sort of response did you get from members of Congress and four-star generals when you said that? Now, basically, I have every reason to believe that you are absolutely right. I share your concern. What sort of response did you get when you told the military that we have people in the highest levels of our government who are involved in subversive activities, or when you told that to Congress? What was their response?
Well, over a period of years, briefing dozens of members of Congress, the reactions are mixed. And I think I'll give you a few of the most common responses I've received. One is complete shock. I can tell you I briefed members of the Judiciary Committee, including the chairman, the Intelligence Committee, including the chairman, and other individuals who simply did not understand the depth of the problem.
But after you told them, did they accept this? Did they reject your ideas? Were they concerned? Are they going to do anything about it?
Or do they have the courage
to do anything?
Well, see, now you're getting into another response. So you have a response where people get that there's a threat, and then they have no idea what to do, because the problem, when you lay it out as I've laid it out to you, it's overwhelming. And it is overwhelming, but when people have a duty to do something, I don't think they can freeze and not do anything. But what happens is some of them are so overwhelmed, they have no idea what to do, and they don't have a capacity to go forward. Some of them do, and some of them are. But I want to point out, like, here's one, what I would consider a courageous response, is last summer in 2012, August of 2012, five members of Congress, all Republicans, petitioned several of the inspector generals of the most prominent organizations inside our government, the Department of Defense, the DHS, you get across the intelligence community, the senior inspector generals. And they said, we want an investigation open into the Muslim Brotherhood's penetration inside the United States. And this was led by Congresswoman Bachman, Congressman Gohmert, and others. And here's the interesting thing. It wasn't the quote-unquote mainstream media that called these people, you know, racists or bigots. It wasn't the Democrat Party. It was John McCain, John Boehner, Marco Rubio, and Eric Cantor, all Republicans in leadership, that went after their own party members, saying that they're racists and bigots, despite the fact that in these letters, these congressmen had laid out the facts that you and I have already discussed, because it was evidence accepted into trials in federal court. And so at that point, I believe, you know, you've got to seriously question the Republican leadership on this issue. Well, the Democrats, or the Democrat leadership, has demonstrated they're no better. They have no desire to touch this subject. As a matter of fact, having been up on the Hill since 2005, but really in earnest since 2007, where I was doing frequent briefs, never has a group of Democrats said we'd like to even hear your brief. And so they don't even want to hear about it. Whereas the Republicans will listen, but their own leadership are the first ones to drop the hammer on their own party members who are trying to address a serious threat. So for your listeners, they need to understand that is the level of infighting going on, and the level of, I believe, willful ignorance on the part of leaders of both parties.
I certainly concur with you. We've known Michelle Bachmann for many, many years, long before she even went to Congress. She's a lovely lady, but go right ahead.
So there's so much to talk, but what I'd like to just share for the next few minutes is the Muslim Brotherhood strategy and how they actually do this. First of all, when you go, and it's no longer up anymore, but I have screen captures of the Muslim Brotherhood bylaws on my website. When I say screen captures, I mean literal captures of the Muslim Brotherhood's website when it was up, their English website, when it was up prior to the Muslim Brotherhood's revolution a couple of years ago, which our government mistakenly called the Arab Spring. So I want to say a few important things here. One, when you come to understand that the Muslim Brotherhood was created specifically to reestablish the global Islamic state, which they call a caliphate, under which Islamic law, or Sharia, is the law of the land. Now, Sharia is not some religious code or some made-up spiritual code. It's law. It's the same as U.S. federal code. It's law, and it has power, and it has authority, and it has consequences when it's violated. And we'll get into that in a moment. But they also use Islamic law as their guide to how they wage this war. So if you actually read, study, and understand it, for intelligence professionals and national security professionals like me, you can actually predict what they're going to do. Example, in the fall of 2010, the organization I was previously with, we gave a brief on Capitol Hill to members of Congress. This is November 2010, specifically stating that in the next probably 60 to 90 days, there would be a massive revolution in the Middle East, and the Muslim Brotherhood would launch a revolution in Egypt, and it would spread across the broader Middle East, and that many countries were going to fall, and that Syria would be seriously engaged but would not be defeated, and certainly wouldn't initially fall. Now, those were what we said in November 2010. In January 2011, as you well know, a revolution was initiated in Tunisia and then Egypt. It has spread across the Middle East. We have seen nations fall. I believe you will see Jordan fall in the not-too-distant future. Turkey is already controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. If your listeners do not necessarily understand that, they can just watch for the next 6 to 12 months, and they will come to full understanding that that country is controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. I believe in the next several years, maybe 4 or 5 years, Saudi Arabia will fall. I do not think Syria will necessarily fall unless the U.S. aggressively engages there and maybe other nations, but I'm still not sure they would fall, the regime would fall. Now, we've seen all that.
But could I just ask you, do you believe that that it is possible that Israel might attack Iran to try to keep them getting from a bomb? Is there any truth to this, or is simply this just a lot of hysteria?
No, I believe that if it's in Israel's best interest, they will launch an attack on Syria or Iran. if they believe that there is an imminent threat and the U.S. won't help us. And I will tell you, we've given them every reason to believe, at least this administration has, that we will not help them in their time of need. So I don't think it's far-fetched to believe that they'll launch it.
Okay,
launch
fine. I just thank you. Thank you, because this is one of my very real concerns right now. But go right ahead. I think that your material is fascinating, John. Very seldom do I find somebody who seems to have as good a grasp of what's going on as you do. Of course, I've been at this for over 50 years, so I'm probably one of the people who has made more mistakes in interpreting things than most other people, but I certainly agree with what you're saying, and I share your concern, and I admire you for having the courage to be back there, right in the very belly of the beast, trying to get the information out. Please go right ahead with your thoughts.
Well, so as we look at this, my point is, our not understanding this and shutting all this training down and all of this, not understanding what they say. You know, they make it very clear that here's who we are. We're the Muslim Brotherhood. We're jihadis. We're the nation states that make up this threat to you, to the globe. And we are not listening. We're essentially, the analogy I use and have used is, imagine that someone comes up to you at night as you're walking home. They grab you by the scruff of your collar and they say, I have a pistol in my pocket. I'm going to pull it out and kill you. And the question to ask is, does it behoove you to say, well, he doesn't really mean that? Or does it behoove you to assume he does and take appropriate action? And I believe, I'll go with choice two. I'm going to assume he's serious. And if I hurt him or destroy him, and it turns out he doesn't have a pistol in his pocket, well, too bad for him. And it's about time that we start putting our own security and the security of our family before the feelings of others. And the response that we have is so illogical from our government of, well, we don't want to offend. Well, do you know what? When someone saws off someone's head in broad daylight and holds it up and then explains to me why they did it in exactly the terms that every other jihadi in the world does, then I'm going to go ahead and take them at their word that actually Islamic law does condone that, that, in fact, there is something to this. And when you read it, all Islamic law is crystal clear, and this is the next point I'd like to make for your listeners. We have heard a lot of nonsense about Islamic law says X, Islamic law says Y, there are 1,000 different interpretations. That is a load of bull. Islamic law is crystal clear about what it is and what it requires. And let me just start with this. All Islamic doctrine, to include first grade textbooks here in the United States, junior high school and high school textbooks, and Islamic law published for the last 13 centuries, all say this. Islam is a complete way of life, social, cultural, military, political, and religious, all governed by Islamic law. 100% of Islamic law says that it is required, that jihad is required until the entire world is under Islamic law, and 100% of all published authoritative Islamic law says that jihad only means warfare against non-Muslims. Now, when you take that, and I encourage your, you know, anyone who wants to disagree with that, I will give you $1,000 if you can produce one book of Islamic law that doesn't say that.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold the thought there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest has been John John Guandolo, and we could go on for a good long while, but John is simply pointing out that the leaders of our country are certainly disregarding our Constitution and betraying us, and certainly if the American people aren't concerned, we're going to lose this country. John, would you be willing to come on again at a different time, perhaps with a different audience, and to continue developing these ideas, because we'd love to have you.
I sure would, and thanks very much for having me.
God bless, and we'll be getting in touch with you. Well, our guest is Sidney Ben John Guandolo, and basically, it's well worthwhile getting a copy of what he's talking about, getting to his website. We do have a four tape set called Islam, the Religion of Doom. Islam, the Religion of Doom. You need to understand the foundation of the Muslim faith because, of course, it is certainly intent upon destroying America. And then, of course, we certainly have the book Crescent Moon Rising by our good friend Paul Williams. And you want to get the four CDs we have of Paul Williams. We haven't put them together in a set, but you can always order them, and we will make those available very, very soon. You need to understand what we're really up against. So this four CD or four tape set, Islam, the Religion of Doom, the Crescent Moon Rising. It goes into certainly the Ottoman Empire, the effort to reinstitute the Ottoman Empire, the fact that there's a gentleman named Mr. Gulen out there who has thousands of Islamic schools all throughout the Middle East, each one with a CIA agent assigned. Certainly there are almost 150 Islamic schools in this country put forward by Mr. Gulen, who has between $20 and $50 billion, and the reason you never hear about him is because of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. The subversive movement is actively being encouraged and financed from right here in the United States. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, if you have a product you'd like to offer, so that we can give you excellent rates on advertising. We've got to get some more advertisers, but we do hope you'll support those we have. I would point out that still the end of this month, you can get an excellent deal. Buying freeze-dried food, it's 40% off, and the telephone number, 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. I said there right now, you want to start laying in the supply, because we are going to be moving, I believe, into a catastrophe situation. How soon we're going to have an EMP attack, I don't know. But I will tell you, you need to get our 4-CD set and or our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack and the book by Michael Maloof, a frequent guest here who we've had on many times. 30 years with the Defense Department, his book, A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken. This information and so much more is available through Radio Liberty. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it will explain all the questions that John raised this evening, things that are going on that just don't make sense. Until you understand the spiritual forces that are working behind the scenes, until you understand that the Muslim faith worships an entirely different God, as do so many of the other organizations out there, and that there really are just only two religions in the world, there's Christianity, and then all the others, and all the others are bound together by a common goal as part of the brotherhood, the brotherhood of darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-548-927. 1-800-548-927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can certainly watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can listen to our radio programs. You can read some of the treatises I have, or go to the section on other videos on the web. You'll find all sorts of fascinating things there, including Barack Obama talking about his Muslim faith. Yes, the president is talking and talks about his Muslim faith. You'll actually see that at almost the bottom of that page on other videos on the web. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and our protection. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Stephen Frank, who's been at this almost as long as I have. And he writes a regular blog every day. You can get it at 3 o'clock in the morning or shortly thereafter. Steve, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you.
And tell us, what are we going to be talking about this evening? What are the things that you think we should draw to the attention of our listeners?
Well, my lead story in tomorrow's edition of the California Political News and Views is an article about a gentleman by the name of Jim Rogers. And Jim Rogers is an economist out of the Silicon Valley and Wall Street, and he's been able to predict the last 2 to 3 recessions that the nation has had.
Now, this is Jim Rogers. He's really an investor. He's made a fabulous amount of money investing, and doesn't he live over in Singapore at the present time?
Yes, they have a much better, believe it or not, they have a much better tax situation than we do here in California or the United States.
And anyway, but I would certainly second your statement. Jim Rogers is a brilliant individual. I certainly always appreciate what he has to say. And I certainly am pleased that you're certainly recommending him as a source of information. So basically, we're just saying that he's been able to interpret and anticipate the last several recessions. So what's he saying now?
He says that we are now about to go into the next recession. And according to him, it's going to be deeper and worse than the recession of that started in 2007-2008, and that we are in deeper trouble now because the government hasn't cut spending, has continued to print money. This year it will be approximately $1 trillion. Plus, of course, he said that the Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, has kept the interest rates at basically zero. So between the $1 trillion of new money introduced into the economy, zero interest, real interest rates, we are set up to be into not merely a great recession, possibly into a new depression.
Well, I believe, of course, he's absolutely right. And basically, people have forgotten that we had a depression in 1929, and then things seemed to be really getting better up until 1933, about 4 years before the second wave came. It's a head and shoulders pattern. And when 1933 came, why, things really got bad 4 years later, when it almost appeared that everything was getting straightened out. So I share Jim Rogers' position. I think he's a brilliant individual, certainly a lot smarter on financial affairs than I am, because he's a multi-billionaire, but go right ahead.
But as good as Jim Rogers is, and I agree with you, he is one of the brightest we have, I think there are some people who are even much brighter than he is, and those are the American public that buys at places like Target and Walmart and the other shopping places, and they have already signaled, the buyers of America, the families of America, have started back in April and May of this year to cut back on their spending. Walmart, which is one of the great corporations of all time, they have been able to do what's called just-in-time deliveries. So through their computer system, they know the exact moment inventory has to be restocked in their facilities in Monterey or in Chico or in Hoboken. And they have this ability not to overstock, not to have too large an inventory.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Stephen Frank.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Steve is pointing out the fact that certainly a lot of our major corporations are cutting back or not hiring or certainly taking people off of the healthcare. Our major retailers are having problems because people are not spending money the way they have. People know there's a real problem, and actually, because they keep telling us how the unemployment rate keeps falling, and then they comment, yes, but the unemployment rate's falling, but the number of people unemployed is rising. How can you have the unemployment rate falling and the number of unemployed people rising? Well, basically, it's the old adage, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they do very well employed by the government, and they simply change the definition of unemployed. Unemployed doesn't mean that you don't have a job. Unemployed means that you're not looking for a job or you haven't been looking for it. You're 6 months on unemployment is up, and when your time on unemployment is up, even though you still don't have a job, you're no longer unemployed. And does that make sense? Well, it makes perfect sense if you're trying to deceive the American people. If you want to be able to lie to them, so you just change the definition of words, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a matter of perception. And if you believe what you're being told by the media, why, of course, you're incredibly naive. Never look at the U2 or U3 unemployment figures. Go up on the internet, look up the U6 unemployment figures, and you'll find out that the unemployed, the underemployed, and those given up certainly looking for work is running well over 14%. And if you calculated it the way we did back in 1990, why would it be up over 23%? You'll get that from shadowstats.com. Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying to us. Things are going from bad to worse, and I think Steve Frank is absolutely right. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, I added on top of that, the American public is being forced to buy Obamacare in 36 states, forced to go into government-owned health exchanges, and we're being told that the premiums are cheap, $100 to $300 a month. Well, in Tennessee, for men, it's going up triple. For women, it's going up double. And in the state of Kentucky, premiums are tripling for people. But that's not the worst of the situation. The deductibles on these government policies are $5,000 to $10,000 based on the policy you buy. And that means that before your health insurance kicks in, you are going to have to take out of pocket between $5,000 and $10,000 before your insurance kicks in. And very few American families can afford that type of payment. And that's what Obamacare is going to do. And as Americans begin to realize the scam of Obamacare, they are going to cut back on their spending even more because they are more worried about a catastrophic health situation than they are whether or not they're going to buy a second set of sneakers or go out to dinner tonight instead of cooking at home. And so we're going to start seeing at the probably mid-November, early December, the American public truly realizing the economic catastrophe we face in 2014, and that's going to become a spiral, a self-fulfilling prophecy that's going to harm the economy even more, which is what makes Jim Rogers believe that we are headed for a very significant recession.
Well, how soon does he think it's coming? Does he give us any idea? Is he talking about weeks, months, a year or so? What's he talking about? Any idea?
He says next year it will hit us. He doesn't exactly say when.
Okay, fine. Certainly nobody really knows, and even as smart as Jim Rogers is, it's all conjecture. But of course, but I think that probably that's right. I think they're expecting things are really going to get bad by next year, although we could have some catastrophic events, certainly geopolitically, between now and then. Anyway, go right ahead, Stephen.
And of course, you're right. The geopolitical disasters could override all of this and throw us into recession and depression even quicker and even deeper because of the nature of the disaster. We saw last week in Nairobi Americans involved in killing 72 people in a mall in Nairobi, and they were literally picking people to kill based on religion. And now the American government is concerned that the same type of terrorist attack is going to occur in American malls. Certainly the first time an American mall is hit like that, you will see that catastrophic economic disaster throwing us into a recession and a possibly a depression.
And you know what's even more strange, Stephen, is that apparently a couple of the terrorists who were there in Nairobi were actually Americans, and they were certainly Islamists from, I think, Minnesota. And there's certainly a radical Islamic movement up there recruiting people to go throughout the world to engage in the Muslim Brotherhood. That is a treasonous activity. It's a subversive activity. The government knows about it and lets them go. And you have to ask yourself, why? That doesn't make sense. But then so much of what's going on in the world today doesn't make sense unless you understand there really is an effort to undermine and destroy the very fabric of Christian civilization. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, and that's the point. And of course, in Pakistan, they were killing people based on religion. Muslims were held out and Christians were killed. And I don't hear the outrage that President Barack Obama had or Secretary of State Kerry had for the Christians that are being massacred, that they had for the 1,400 Syrians that were killed by chemical warfare by Assad.
But of course, we don't know that Assad actually did that. There are, but somewhere between 350 and 1,400 killed. We don't know. We don't know who actually used the chemical weapons either. And there's certainly a lot of people who have serious questions. They've never been able to verify that. But you know, most Americans are unconcerned by the fact that the official policy of America is anti-Christian. Certainly, we have established new governments in both Afghanistan and in Iraq. And these new constitutions in these new countries are under Sharia law, which means that Christians become second-class citizens. The Christians are all gone from Afghanistan. 90% of the Christians have fled Iraq and the rest would. We're doing the same thing in Egypt today. 90% of the Christians are out. A lot of them fled to Syria, and now, of course, where do they go from Syria? In Syria, why, of course, it's Assad's government that we hate that's guarding the Christians. It is the Muslim Brotherhood and the other radical Islamic groups there, Al-Qaeda, that we're funding, who are killing the Christians. What's wrong with this picture? And what's wrong with the American church? And when was the last time you heard any American religious leader talking about this? Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, this goes back all the way to the days of Jimmy Carter, when Carter helped overthrow the Shah of Iran. Now, the Shah of Iran was not a Democrat with a small D, but he did allow Jews and Christians to live in Iran. Jimmy Carter got rid of the Shah, and you had a jihadist terrorist country form.
And we I think it's so important that our listeners understand, we installed the Ayatollahs there. People have forgotten. 1979, Ayatollah Khomeini was living in Paris in palatial splendor under the auspices of the CIA. Had been there for a decade or two. Under the auspices of the CIA, the CIA flew him to Tehran, and basically they installed the Ayatollah Khomeini. Now they have the Ayatollah Khomeini. But basically, the average American doesn't remember. We've got such short memories. And unless somebody points out that we put these people in power, we install them, you mean to tell me our leaders are so stupid? They had no idea we were installing the radical Islamists into key positions in that tragic country. I think our leaders knew exactly what they were doing. They just want the American people to know. But go ahead, Stephen.
Right. That's exactly true. And of course, Obama helped throw out Mubarak, who allowed Christians to live safely in Egypt, put in the Muslim Brotherhood, which beheads Christians in Egypt. And now we have a military coup d'etat where the military is in charge, but they still don't like Christians. So we keep backing one group of terrorists versus the other. And then you have the president saying he wants to arm the Syrian rebels. Well, the Syrian rebels are al-Qaeda, and Assad is being backed by Hezbollah. And President Obama has made a decision as to which brand of terrorists we will put into power in Syria. Not any freedom, but terrorists. And as an old friend of mine said that in the case of war between two enemies, you just watch from the sidelines. And that's what we should be doing. If Hezbollah wants to kill al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda wants to kill Hezbollah, why are we involved in that at all? Then you have, and what disturbs me the most, and I know this may sound wrong to some, President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry have taken to the airwaves numerous times denouncing the killing of 1,400 people by chemical weapons. Now, whether it was Assad who did it or the rebels who did it, it really doesn't matter for this point. 1,400 people died of chemical weapons, and the president was ready to use drones and the military, the Air Force, to start bombing Syria. Yet 100,000 Syrians were killed by Assad and the rebels, and President Obama said and did nothing about that.
But the thing that bothers me, Assad didn't kill these people. There was a war that we financed. None of these people would be dead if we weren't financing the civil war. This is not a civil war. This is an invasion by professional mercenaries hired by America. This is an American-financed army. Those people would be alive. It's not Assad. Assad's defending his country. People get killed in war. But we declared war on Syria. We've invaded Syria. And those people's blood is not on Assad's hands, it's on ours.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan, and Stephen is simply talking about the fact that now people are buying smaller cars, certainly they're using less gasoline, certainly the states are not getting the gasoline taxes they were before, they don't have the money to put into their roads, and so basically everything we do seems to complicate the issue, and now the states don't have adequate money for a lot of our roads. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And so what they're talking about in Washington and Sacramento and other state capitals is instituting, besides the gasoline tax, a tax on your driving, a penny or two per mile that you drive, and they're going to put a device on your car so that you get an automatic bill every month as to that month's tax for your driving. And, of course, what does that do to the trucking industry? Because they're driving cross-country. They're doing long drives. They're not going to the corner market. They're not going to see their kids in their trucks at a local school or playing soccer. They're driving from Oakland. They're driving to Tallahassee. And so when that tax goes in, the cost of goods and services go up, because the tax on delivery of goods is going to go up. And so every step of the way, the government's doing 180 degrees the wrong answer to the problems that we face. If they were to go back to the free market and allow people to buy cars they want, not that they're forced to buy, the cost of cars themselves will go down. Just as an aside to that, Dr. Stan, I know you're up in Monterey Hills. Starting in about a week or two, you can go to San Francisco Airport, which isn't that far from you, and you can rent a Tesla car, which is a $100,000 car. The company was financed not by Bank of America or Wells Fargo. The founding of that firm was financed by the U.S. government, and you could go to one of the car companies at San Francisco Airport, and you'll be able to rent a Tesla car for only $500 a day.
Only $500 a day, and when I heard what it was going to cost, I said, you know, I'm not going to rent one of those cars. I'm not going to put out $500 a day to rent a car, but only something that was subsidized by the government could come up with such a ridiculous idea. Go right ahead.
And just think about this. President Obama gave one of his major supporters and donors a $465 million loan so they can form this company, and it was a bunch of billionaires. They didn't go to a bank to get the financing. They got it at almost no interest from the federal government, and they form only the rich could do that. And think about this. A couple of years ago, we had the so-called occupier movement that was opposed to the 1%. How many people that you know that are friends of yours, Dr. Stan, could afford to buy a car that costs $100,000 or rent a car that goes for $500 a day? That is truly the definition of the 1%, and that is who Barack Obama favors, not the poor, not the middle class, but he is favoring the very, very rich to make sure that they become even richer at the expense of the 99% of us who are forced to fight government in order to survive.
Well, you know, when Bill Clinton left the presidency, he had a lot of debts because of all of his philandering and all of the lawyers he had to pay. But don't worry about Bill and Hillary. They established a foundation, and they're friends have given them over $400 million to the Clinton Foundation. Over $400 million to the Clinton Foundation. Why did they give all that money? For services rendered, ladies and gentlemen. Payment for services rendered. And nobody wants to talk about the total corruption. Go right ahead.
And just imagine when Barack Obama leaves office, the number of board of directors he's going to serve on, the million-dollar speeches he's going to give, his traveling around the world, his formation of foundation. It's interesting the Clintons have a foundation that now is running out of money because the Clintons have been, I'll use an old-fashioned phrase, gallivanting around the world at the expense of the foundation. And they've been putting their friends and their buddies on the board of that foundation and as staff workers, warehousing people who will eventually work on Hillary Clinton's presidential election in 2016. All of this under a tax-exempt foundation that supposedly does good work for children and for the communities, but instead has become one of the great slush funds of politics of our time.
And the Clinton, at least one of their foundations, has taken on almost $400 million. Almost $400 million. We'll be back in a moment with Stephen Frank right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Steve is talking about one of the very real problems, and that is the fact that basically, of course, you have all these government employees, and they certainly pay money to the unions, and the unions pay money to get certainly politicians elected, and the politicians go along with whatever the unions want. And so basically, we have these massive pension funds, and really it's going to be wonderful for the people who work for government, where they get to get these wonderful pensions. Only the trouble is they're not going to get the wonderful pensions because certainly the communities, whether it be the state teachers association or other the state pensions funds, don't have the money. And basically the reports are coming out, accurate reports, have been lying up until recently, and now they're going to have to come out with these reports pointing out hundreds of billions of dollars of deficits and no way to make up those deficits. And basically, of course, all across the state, whether it be city or Sydney County or state or teachers, employees, why, of course, they're going to have to renegotiate these contracts, and they're going to have to dramatically cut the pensions, which people have been promised and worked 20 or 30 years to get those pensions. And it's all going to change. It's going to change dramatically. And the average individual doesn't understand, certainly, what's happened. We made all sorts of promises to provide pensions that were never economically sound or fiscally responsible. And now the day of reckoning is coming. The new laws require them to come up with honest estimates. And these are rather frightening, aren't they, Steve?
Well, they are frightening. And what's really shocking, we're seeing the results of all this up in San Jose. The workers are blaming the politicians for this pension problem and for people having to be fired because the city can no longer afford both paying the pensions, which is about 25% of the tax revenues of the city of San Jose goes just to paying for pensions and health care. There's not a lot of money left for real work to be done for the city. And now the workers are blaming the politicians for the mess without recognizing that they, the workers, are the ones responsible because they continue to pay dues to the unions, which create sweetheart deals with the politicians. And the union money, the forced union money, goes to donations to elect the city council and local office holders, who then hand in hand with the union give the sweetheart deals. So they are, the workers are the ones responsible. They need to decertify their union and stop this vicious cycle that's going to cause a great many of them the loss of their jobs, and the people of that community and other communities around the country a loss of protection from police and fire. And libraries and parks are going to be closed down.
In fact, that's really what's happening in Detroit. Basically, they're putting out so much money on pensions and all the other things there. They're facing bankruptcy, but they don't have enough money to pay for a police force and the fire department. So basically, unless it's actually a murder or something, you can put a call in for a policeman, but they're not going to be there, or certainly not within the time, you know, that you need them at all. And basically, this is going to be increasing. Happening across America, we're going to have to cut back on police. We're going to have to cut back on fire departments. We're going to have to go to volunteers, certainly. We're going to have to go to posses. We're going to have volunteer fire departments. The whole infrastructure of America is beginning to break down. It's not in our cities across America yet, but it's coming, and certainly places like Detroit and others. This is a very real factor. This is a terrible factor in Chicago. Go right ahead.
Well, you don't have to go to Chicago or Detroit and Oakland, across the bay from San Francisco. Police response times are a minimum of 10 minutes or more. And if you call in to say your car was stolen or that you were mugged, they won't send a policeman out at all. They might not even take a police report over the phone, because they don't have enough people handling the phones. Oakland is in such a situation that the state of California is providing people to patrol the streets of Oakland. And there are many sections of Oakland where the citizens and businesses have gathered together and are paying for private security because cops never even come to their section of Oakland, won't come to their section of Oakland. And so these people have no police protection whatsoever. And instead of being held up by gangsters, they're willing to tax themselves by hiring a private security firm for an area to protect them. And that may be the better way for everybody to go. Instead of having unionized cops, it may be better to have private security, something that Ayn Rand would talk about in Atlas Shrugged.
But America is changing. People don't understand that the America we've known doesn't exist today, and it's going to keep getting worse and worse because we've turned our back, and certainly at logic. We are not a democracy. We were a republic. We were to limit the power of government. We were not to allow this sort of thing to happen, or these people to be able to bribe the politicians so they could get pensions that could never be paid. And now comes the day when the pensions are going to have to be paid, and there's no money there. And as time goes by, it's going to get worse and worse. And if you're expecting to get Social Security, you're a young person, you think they're going to get Social Security, or you're a young worker for cities or counties, and you think there's going to be a pension there, realistically, start thinking again and make your plans accordingly. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, that becomes a bigger problem. And then you have, at the same time, you have a president of the United States that believes that he could do anything he pleases just by signing an executive order or by signing a treaty that Congress and the Senate have not given him any permission to do so. Either yesterday or today, Secretary of State John Kerry signed a UN treaty on guns, which basically takes away Americans' rights to own guns without the permission of the United Nations, and takes away the Second Amendment from our Constitution. And, of course, that has not been approved by the Senate, and it will never be approved by the Senate. Yet John Kerry signs an agreement with the United Nations, knowing it can't be, so that folks can, Democrats can say, you see, we are violating a treaty that we signed with the United Nations, as if we were the bad guys. And I can't think of a single good thing that the United Nations does. So we're signing a treaty to give away our gun rights, and the President of the United States is proud of that. Here's a guy who at one point in his life claimed to be a professor of constitutional law. I just have to ask the question, maybe you have the answer, Dr. Stan, whose constitution was he teaching?
Well, probably the Soviet constitution or the Chinese constitution, because Barack Obama is neither an American citizen nor a Christian nor certainly a constitutionalist. He has an entirely different worldview. He's using a phony Social Security number. He's using a phony giraffe card number. And basically, of course, we had Orly Tates on last night. She brought over 40 cases all across the country demanding actually to see his sort of legitimate birth certificate. And there isn't any. And he's probably not even an American citizen. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm not into the issue of birth certificates, but there is one statement that disturbs me immensely. The governor of Hawaii is a gentleman by the name of Neil Abercrombie. He makes Dennis Kucinich look reasonable and rational. And so this guy is the governor of Hawaii, and he made a statement a few years ago that he has actually seen the original of the birth certificate of Barack Obama. He had a press conference. He announced he has seen it. Then the reporters started asking questions, and all of a sudden he backtracked and said that it was only a copy of the original. So he calls a press conference to claim he's seen the original one, and then when pressed for the truth, he finally had to admit he lied. And that disturbs me. Why would the governor of Hawaii have to lie about what he has seen? Why would he even get into that arena if there isn't some nefarious activities going on? Now, I know Neil Abercrombie was a member of Congress, couldn't vote for defense for this country, always voted for higher taxes and bigger government, and does not believe the American people are smart enough to live their own lives without government interference and control. But he lied. The governor of Hawaii openly lied and then within hours got caught in the lie. And that concerns me. How many other elected officials are lying for the president? Nancy Pelosi's famous comment that we'll know what Obamacare gives us once we pass it. That shows what type of a lie Obamacare was. Barack Obama said that if you want to keep your doctor, you'll be able to under Obamacare. We now know that doctors are retiring rather than serving under the federal government and Obamacare. We know hospitals are being closed. Medical groups are being closed, that the number of doctors are going to be fewer on January 1st than they are today, though we may have millions more patients for the doctors. There's no way for them to take care of it. And I saw an analysis tonight, just before I went on the air with you, Dr. Stan, that almost everybody in America, once we get past the original stages of this, instead of seeing your doctor, if you have a problem, we're all going to be shipped off to emergency rooms, which will be have more people in it than Cowboy Stadium in Dallas. Just waiting to see a doctor, which may be weeks. We are in deep trouble in this country.
Yes, we really are. But, you know, this is what happens when a country turns against God. God withdraws his protection from that country. We were the most wonderful country in the world because we were one nation under God. No one would suggest that is true today. In fact, we can't even mention God in our schools because, of course, we passed legislation, the separation of church and state. Go right ahead.
Well, that reminds me of an old doggerel that I heard years ago that goes, in this nation of the free, God is gone from 9 to 3. They have taken God out of the schools, but you can learn about Marxism. You can learn about Obama. And what's really fascinating in these godless schools, the federal government has given the state of California hundreds of millions of dollars in order to promote Obamacare. And $1 million of that is going to the Los Angeles Unified School District so that the kids can be indoctrinated about the wonders of Obamacare, and then go home and try to force their parents to sign up for this low-cost, low-quality, almost no benefit, high deductible health care program. Now let's get serious here. The federal government believes that parents should learn and take advice on health care insurance from a second grader. That is what they're saying in LA Unified. It is just amazing. Then they have another program that I think is even worse. They have almost $1 million going to an Asian Pacific propaganda group to promote Obamacare. Now, they're not going to be going into the churches to do it. They're not going into community groups to do it. Literally, this $1 million grant from the federal government through the state of California is going to manicurists. So as the manicurists are doing your wife's nails, the manicurist is going to tell your wife about the wonders of Obamacare and try to get your wife to sign up while she's getting her nails done. Now, that's how silly. That's not a Jay Leno joke, Dr. Stan. That is, I did this story in this morning's California Political News and Views. This is how radical the federal government has gone, that they are using manicurists to sell the program.
Well, it's got to be pretty bad when you have to put out a propaganda program to convince people that we're here, really, this is going to be affordable, it's going to be good. No, it's not going to be affordable, and it's not going to be good. It's a means of rationing access to health care and destroying what was once the finest health care system in the nation. I know, because I started out practicing at it back in 1960, and basically we had a wonderful system. Nobody went without health care. We had county hospitals in every county in this country, where if you didn't have any money, you would go and pay nothing to get health care, or you could certainly get pay part for your health care. And if you didn't have any money, why, of course, you had a home, why they'd put a lien on it, so when you died, they could have that to certainly finance the system. And it worked, and it worked well, but they didn't want a system that worked. They wanted a system they could destroy, and they started in 1965, and they promised the doctors. They said, look, we have plenty of money. Nothing is going to change. Everything is going to remain as it was. You can practice medicine. You can take care of patients. And those people you've taken care of before for nothing, now we'll give you a usual and customary fee. And you know what happened, Steve? They did exactly what they said they were going to do. And I will tell you, for the first couple of years of Medicare, it was wonderful. But the only trouble was they didn't tell us how long they were going to do it. They didn't tell us how long they were going to continue paying usual and customary fees for the doctors and the hospitals. And little by little, we got to where we are today, where, of course, a hospitalization used to cost you $50 and now cost you $15,000. In fact, I went in one time for a shoulder procedure. Cost $14,000. I didn't even get a free meal. We'll be back. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, one of the great problems of Obamacare, and you as a doctor, as a physician, will appreciate this greatly. If you have a patient that you admit to a hospital, and they stay in the hospital 4 or 5 days, then you release them, and then about a week later they have an emergency and you need to put them back into the hospital, you, the doctor, will get fined, because under Obamacare, once they are released, they are not allowed back into a hospital for 30 days, regardless of their condition. Now, can you imagine keeping people away from a hospital and literally fining doctors because their patient had 2 heart attacks?
Well, Steve, as you know, this whole thing is aimed at destroying America. The people who put this together don't believe in health care. These people want to destroy the medical care delivery system. They want to destroy America. And the thing, that the fact that we're in this situation today, and the people aren't up in arms and marching on Washington, D.C., is simply a reflection of the fact that they've numbed down our people. They've dumbed them down. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our minds. Our guest is Steve Frank. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and Stephen was just saying something that what we need to do is let our elected officials know that they work for us. They are not there to control us. And basically, you're going to have to get involved. If you're out the listening audience, you've got to get involved, because if you're not involved, well, then, of course, you lose your right to be an American citizen. We're resourceful. We're capable. We've got the greatest people in the world. Well, we're losing America because the good people are too busy. It's time to take America back. Stephen, Frank, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And let me just point out the key, Steve's website. You should go there. It's capoliticalnews.com. Capoliticalnews.com. Steve gets up at 3 o'clock every morning, starts doing the programs. There'll be 10 articles there every day. It doesn't cost anything. It's completely free. He's got 200,000 readers. That's capoliticalnews.com. Capoliticalnews.com. Go there. Get others to go there. He's doing a great job of getting information out. And we're all in this together. Steve is certainly one of the people. God's given him the gift for writing. He's given me the gift for talk radio, as he has with some of the other people that you hear regularly on our program. And we're so privileged to have Joyce Riley and Catherine Albrecht and Sidney Joel Skousen and Dr. Cuddy and William Grigg and James Corbett and the people who are with us every day. Sidney Larry Bratt's with us once a month. And all of these people join together in this common goal of trying to preserve America. Are you out there trying to preserve America? Well, we hope you are. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to advertise with us, we'd certainly, you can get excellent rates and you can reach an awful lot of people. And basically, we certainly have helped people in the past. They've gotten hundreds of responses from our programs. And so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, because you have to understand the spiritual implications of what's going on today. We're talking on our last program about the Muslim Brotherhood. You need to get the 4-tape or CD set, Islam, the Religion of Doom. Islam, the Religion of Doom. You need to get certainly Paul Williams' new book on the on Mr. Gulen, one of the richest men in the world you never hear about from the controlled media. It's called Crescent Moon Rising. Crescent Moon Rising. If you'd like my interviews with Paul Williams, you can request them and we'll get them to you as soon as I have them put together. And then, of course, there's so much at our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there on the internet 4 hours a day, because you can always hear us on the telephone. You can hear us on a KU satellite. You can hear for an hour in the afternoon on shortwave. It's all certainly there for you, and your job is to get other people to listen. But to understand that behind everything going on are powerful, sinister, and spiritual forces energized by the prince of this world. And understand, this is not imaginary. There is a supernatural element to everything going on today. And you, hopefully, if you're not a Christian, you give serious considerations to the promises of Christianity. And if you are a Christian, I hope you'll draw closer to our Lord, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle that's being played on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle. And you must understand there are spiritual forces, because most of what's going on doesn't make sense. And we're moving into a terrible period of crisis. If you have not yet heard our 4-CD set or watched our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, you need to get it. That's the threat of an EMP attack, or the 4-CD set, the DVD and or 4-CD set. The book, A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, 30 years with the Defense Department and frequent guest on Radio Liberty, A Nation Forsaken. And then, of course, we do hope you'll go and you want to get the various things we have. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, Agenda 21, the covert plan, and the plan to kill off most of the population of the world, not imaginary, but real.